Efficient in power.
You see, he doesn't make this story that way, like a real story. And he sent 30, which is the most exaggerated number you could use for the king doesn't have that many ministers. But yeah, he will send 30 of them and none of them is complete. Yes?
He said to the emirs, one day I put my IRs to the test separately, saying, inquire of the caravan whence it comes. He went and asked all these questions right. Without instructions, without a hint, he apprehended everything concerning them, point by point, without any uncertainty or doubt. Everything that was discovered by those 30 emirs in 30 stages was completed by him in one moment.
First of all, he sent this, he sent that, he sent that, and at the end he didn't send ayahs. He just laughed and said, once I sent ayahs somewhere, and he got all this information. This is the test for these 30 amirs who claim that he is not even one of us. And he should, he is better than all of you. This is the difference. What is the difference here? What was that?
Read it. How the emirs endeavoured to rebut that argument by the necessitarian error, and how the king answered them. Then the emirs said, this is a branch of his providential favours. It has nothing to do with effort. The fair face of the moon is bestowed on it by God. The sweet scent of the rose is a gift of fortune. Nay, said the Sultan, that which proceeds from oneself is a product of remissness and the income derived from labor.
Aha! This is your idea. If I talk about Nelson Mandela, what do you think? Oh yes. He's exceptional. He's like that. He was born exceptional. He's genius. Then I talk about some other good fellow. He will say the same. All the Amirs, they say, okay, this is his nature. Ayaz is just like that. And the king will say, He had tried to be like that. He put the energy and effort in this. He is enlightened. It's not that he's born like that. Yes?
Otherwise, how should Adam have said unto God, O our Lord, verily we have wronged ourselves?
If it is just nature, so what is the meaning of this? Rabbana innana zalamna anfusana. Do you remember this? There are two sentences that you should always remember. The Satan means this one. Turned around and said, Rabbi bima aitani. My God, how did you trick me? My God, how did you treat me? The Adam said, Rabbana innana zalamna anfusana. Our God, it's certainly that we ourselves did the wrong thing to ourselves. Accepting the responsibility, understanding it, that whatever I have is given to me. Whatever is missing, I haven't worked for it. I didn't try it. It's my shortcoming. Yes?
Surely he would have said, this sin was from fate. Since it was destiny, what does our precaution avail?
Yeah, if it was like Satan, he should turn around and say, oh, I'm sorry, so it happened. Oh, it was just a bite and it happened, so what? Forgive me. No. We made up that story for you to understand it clearly. The shortcomings are mine. Possibilities, potentialities, and all that is given to me. Whatever is missing is my shortcoming. Yes?
Like Ibis, who said, thou hast led me astray. Thou hast broken the cup and art beating me.
Huh? It was logical, wasn't it? Why Satan tempted human beings to have a bite of the apple? Why? Jealousy. Because he was told, bow to him. He was jealous, he wants to do this to Adam. And he's paying for the price. Why? Because he didn't say, okay, I'm sorry. He said, oh, you tricked me. Because I know that if you want something to happen, it will. If you don't want it, it won't. This is Satan, right? But look at it. In the story, his reaction is the continuum of that jealousy and stupidity he had. Yes?
Nay, destiny is a fact, and the slave's exertion is a fact.
This is the trick. This is a very tricky philosophic explanation. What is haq? So we say, qada is haq. Consequence is haq. Everything has a consequence, right? And my effort is haq as well. What is my effort? Trying to change the consequence. That's why I put the effort, right? If I insist of doing something, I want to change something. Okay, which one is correct? His way or mine? This is the trick. When it comes to responsibility, it's my fault. When it's come to thanksgiving, is his giving. It's just like that. It doesn't work otherwise. Because when you talk about his wishes, what is his wishes? Nobody know, nobody could know. Because the heart is not supposed to have the wishes. Because whatever he wishes, it will happen. So that's not the meaning of wish. You see how complicated it goes? Because I'm thinking about it. Here we say, put it down. Both are half. Me trying to change the consequence, and the consequence is here, yes? Yeah.
Nay, destiny is a fact, and the slave's exertion is a fact. Beware, do not be blind with one eye, like the Tatadamalian Iblis. We are left vacillating between two actions. How should this vacillation be without free will?
You know what? I make it simple. There are moments that you think, should I do this or that, right? That's a proof of you having the choice, period. Because somebody who doesn't have the choice will not think like that. You do. You think, should I do this? Should I do that? To be clever, to win. All of that. You say, look at that. Don't be like Iblis. he was blind to himself, to see that everything comes. Negative stuff comes out of him. Yes?
How should he whose hands and feet are chained say, shall I do this or shall I do that?
Yeah, somebody in chain, fallen in a well like that, you cannot do anything. Does he think that, should I do this, should I do that? No, I cannot move, I cannot do anything. When I don't have the possibilities, there is no choice. Yes.
Can there ever be in my head such a dilemma as this? Shall I walk on the sea or shall I fly aloft? There is this vacillation. Shall I go to Mosul or shall I go to Babylon for magic? Vacillation then must have a power to act. Otherwise it will be a mockery. Do not put the blame on destiny, O youth. How can you lay upon others responsibility for your own sin?
Please highlight it. And I hope it could work on you, because he's talking about the young fellows. So, oh, you young fellow, please, do not blame the accident and consequence and all this stuff. Blame yourself. You should realize your weakness, your shortcoming, work for it, repair it, and be a good fellow. End of the conversation. What is this nagging always about, oh yes, destiny? What is your destiny? What is your destiny? Huh? What is yours?
Death.
Because when seriously you are questioned, you think that, yes, I am. You know what is my destiny? Depends on what I do now. Depends on my choice and my effort. That's my destiny. Destiny is not blaming the universe, blaming the God, the angels, the... The first thing that I learned about the spirituality in my life is when I was less than 3 years old. I realized that some of these people, they have something bad in their eyes, that if they look at something, that something will explode and be ruined. Chishma bad. Bad eye. Nonsense. Blaming other people for the stuff that I ruined. Why did you ruin it? I don't know. It was a bad eye. Somebody... It's always like that. This stupid fellow tries to blame everything except me. If you want to be a good human being, let go of all of that nonsense. Blame yourself for your shortcomings, because your future, your destiny is in your hand. How could I say this? How come that it doesn't work? Honestly, I remember in childhood I understood what they are talking about. It's me. I have to work hard. I have to learn the best way to do it. Then it will happen. Yes?
Does Zaid commit murder and the retaliation for which he is liable fall upon Ammar? Does Ammar drink wine and the penalty for wine fall upon Ahmad?
Yeah. Okay. These are two examples. One is drinking and getting drunk and doing the drunk driving in times of rooming and all that. That is one stuff. the